Good evening and welcome to the KRFP Evening Report for Thursday, January 5th, 2017. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Six Mexican veterinarians are suing a Southern Idaho dairy over human trafficking charges. Washington legislators present competing plans for funding education under the McCleary decision. And Friends of the Clearwater challenges a Forest Service decision over logging near Oro Grande in the Nez Perce Clearwater National Forest. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. Friends of the Clearwater has sued the U.S. Forest Service over a Nez Perce Clearwater National Forest logging plan near Oro Grande that includes 200 acres within an inventoried roadless area. The Lewiston Tribune reports the total size of the planned logging is 300 acres adjacent to the unincorporated community of Oro Grande, which is made up of about 20 cabins and homes, which are mostly occupied in the summer months. Oro Grande is about 40 miles southwest of Elk City. The roadless area acres are within the West Fork Crooked River inventoried roadless area. Friends of the Clearwater Ecosystem Defense Director Gary McFarlane told the Lewiston Tribune the logging decision does not meet National Environmental Policy Act standards. McFarlane said, "The public has a right to know what is happening in our national forest and what the impacts are of these development projects. This inconsistency, lack of integrity in the process, sends a wrong signal to the owners of the national forest, that is, all of us, about the true intent of the Forest Service." Nez Perce Clearwater National Forest Supervisor Cheryl Probert issued a statement saying, "Oro Grande Community Protection Project is the right thing to do to promote a healthy, fire-resistant forest and reduce extreme fire risk near homes and roads in an area known for frequent lightning and heavy fuel loads. This project addresses needs identified in the Idaho County Community Wildfire Protection Plan and complements stewardship efforts by adjacent landowners who are doing their part to improve conditions on their property." The logging project would include 6 miles of new road, including 2 miles of logging road within the roadless area. The Forest Service plans to use shelterwood cutting, which leaves 15 to 25 trees per acre. The Forest Service says the cut area would be visible for 15 to 20 years, and the road would be obliterated after it is used and would not be visible after 10 years. McFarlane said, "Other Forest Service projects were dropped when it was determined the logging would degrade the roadless character of the area in question." He said, "When you say it does on one hand and it doesn't on the other, people begin to wonder about the integrity of the process. It's clear to everybody except the Forest Service that logging and road building affect and remove areas from consideration as wilderness." Accused killer Arkan Seton was scheduled to be arraigned today in Seattle for the September 23rd Cascade Mall shooting in Burlington, which killed 5 people. Seton will face 5 counts of aggravated murder. Washington legislators from the Democratic and Republican parties offered differing sets of recommendations yesterday for bringing the state's education funding into compliance with the 2012 State Supreme Court McCleary decision, which ordered the state government to properly fund basic education. Democrats say schools will need more than $7 billion over the next 4 years. They cited 4 potential funding sources, including closing tax exemptions and loopholes, changing state property occupation and business laws, and adding a capital gains tax. Republicans released a plan called Republican Guiding Principles, which does not address costs, but says education funding should come first before other areas of government, and revenues should come from other existing sources. State legislators have put about $2 billion additional dollars towards funding basic education since the McCleary ruling. However, teacher salaries remain a stumbling block. Currently, a large portion of teacher salaries come from local property taxes. Democrats criticized Republicans for the lack of specifics in their recommendation paper. House Majority Leader and Task Force Member Pat Sullivan of Covington said, "The fact is that when we got appointed to serve on this task force, it was expected that we would provide leadership within our caucus so that we could actually get into the details and lead on these issues. If after 7 months you have guiding principles, it's just not enough." Republican Senator Ann Rivers of La Center said her party's approach was to get more members of the party on board before committing to a plan. Rivers said, "We need to make sure we're not setting ourselves up for failure at the front end, and that's the attitude I carry with me in getting this done. When I say that I will continue to work in a bipartisan, bicameral way, it is with the best of intent that I will do so." Democrats and Republicans both agree maintaining some form of local levies is necessary, but they say the state should be sure the funds are used for education enhancements and not what is considered basic education. They also agree additional reporting requirements should ensure levies are used properly. The task force is set to meet next Monday, just before the new legislative session opens in Olympia. 6 Mexican immigrant veterinarians filed a lawsuit in federal court in Boise this week, alleging they were victims of human trafficking in southern Idaho. The 6 are seeking unspecified damages. According to the Associated Press, the veterinarians' lawsuit says Funk Dairy Incorporated recruited them to work at their facility in the town of Murtaugh. They say Funk promised them at least $10 per hour with an opportunity for higher wages, a $2,000 bonus, a week of paid vacation, and reimbursement money for travel to and from Mexico. Instead, they say they were forced to work as laborers milking cows and shoveling manure. In the suit, the men said they were told they would oversee animal health and reproduction programs when they are brought to the country on TN visas for professionals from Canada and Mexico. They said they were instead illegally forced to work as general laborers under the professional worker visa status and received substandard housing and lower wages than promised. They say they were also threatened with deportation if they did not adequately perform their duties. They were charged rent when they were moved to improved residences, denied meal breaks, and forced to eat in unhygienic work areas near cattle, and were given inadequate protection equipment. The plaintiffs name Funk Dairy Incorporated owner David Funk, farm manager Curtis Giles, and attorney Jeremy Pittard in the lawsuit. The 6 say Pittard arranged their visas. The suit says the alleged trafficking scheme represents, quote, the fraudulent recruitment of professional Mexican veterinarians for the purpose of evading U.S. immigration laws and hiring workers as low-wage general workers. The veterinarian's attorney, Edgar Ivan Aguilasocho, said, "I'm not sure I can speculate as to why the company chose this route, but in general, agriculture companies have been struggling with labor shortages. As far as we can tell, this criminal conspiracy was aimed at providing a makeshift solution to that kind of shortage." Well, that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather from the National Weather Service. It'll be cloudy tonight with a low of 3 degrees above zero. Wind chill values as low as 7 below zero. East winds 3 to 8 miles per hour. It'll be partly cloudy both tonight and tomorrow with a high of 19. Tomorrow, wind chill values as low as 4 below 0. East winds 10. Partly cloudy, low 9. Friday night, wind chill values as low as 4 below 0. Increasing clouds Saturday, high 24. Wind chill values as low as 3 below 0 early in the day. East winds 10 to 15. Snow likely Saturday night, mainly before 4 a.m. Cloudy, low 22. East winds around 10. Chance of precipitation 70%, new snow accumulation less than inch possible. and 90% chance of precipitation Sunday, a chance of snow before 10 a.m., then snow and freezing rain, high 33, new snow accumulation less than 1 inch possible. Currently at the Pullman-Moscow Regional Airport, 9 degrees. Thanks for tuning in to the KRFP Evening Report. Coming up next is Talk Nation Radio, followed by Flashpoints, the daily investigative news magazine from Pacifica Radio. Music begins at 7:30 with World Waves with Catherine Bonzo, and Ted and Andrea are in at 9 for Confinement Loaf. Heavy music throughout the evening here at KRFP Moscow Pullman. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscasts you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events, and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on KRFP, be sure to become a member of KRFP. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843, or you can go to the KRFP website to find out more ways to help KRFP. That address again, also for donations for the Adopt-A-Watt project to go to 1,100 watts by August for a better signal, $44 per watt. That address is 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. I'm Lee Robartis. Jim Roach assisted with tonight's newscast. Remember, all editions of the KRFP Evening Report are archived on the KRFP website shortly after broadcast. Have a good night. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman. Community radio for the Palouse at 90.3 on your FM dial and online.
KRFP is sponsored by Mikey's Euros, specializing in Greek and Middle Eastern cuisine, such as Euros, falafel, hummus, and tabbouleh, located at 527 South Main Street in Moscow.
For information on becoming a KRFP underwriter, go to krfp.org and click Support KRFP.